Our body creates every vitamin and mineral it chooses to incorporate in my body, in our body. Our body creates every vitamin and mineral it chooses to incorporate in our body, in my body. This is a scientific fact. Historically, our bodies have always created everything necessary to be whatever it wanted to be. It took the first egg and sperm, which set the action in motion. It set the program in motion of our body, and it created every aspect of our body. It created all of the things in our body. Now, true DNA and a few of these other things had a bearing on it, but in the construction, in the creation of the body itself, it's because of the system that we have going for us. Our body created every mineral, it created every vitamin, it created every aspect of our body necessary to be a body. Now, you say that the parents gave us milk and gave us food and gave us energy. They gave us their essence to be in our body, and perhaps that's true to a degree. But actually, the essence of our body, the vitamins, the minerals, and all of these things that create up the functional basis of our body, the atoms of our body, are creating in our body by our choice. Now, we create certain vitamins and minerals and things like that as we grow and as we develop as babies. And as we do this, we create whatever we need. And then the body gets greater, and pretty soon we start getting vitamins and minerals from other sources. And only then do we slow down on making it ourselves. Now, we don't have to slow down on making it ourselves. We can continue all of our life making all the vitamins and minerals and every other aspect of our body that is beneficial to us. All of our life we can do that. But do we want to? Do we want to do that? Are we willing and are we able to go and do that and be fulfilled in doing that? And of course, the answer is no. It's our nature as human beings to take the lazy way out, to take the easy way out. We want to get our vitamins and minerals from other types of sources outside of our body, outside of our own ideal, perfect creation of vitamins and minerals. We want to create all sorts of other things in our world also, other types of food, and yet the within our body, all that is created by the atoms themselves. The atoms are complete in themselves. The atoms are complete in themselves, and the atoms in themselves can form a compound substance just as easily as anything in the world. And these compound substances are our vitamins, our minerals, our aspects of our body creation. And these are all done by us. This is our natural way to do it. Now, we stopped doing it as we have taken it, and we've atrophied these beneficial things in us, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can return to our original purity and integrity, and we can return to that ability to create all the vitamins and minerals in our body that we delight in having. We know what kind of a body we have. We are all knowledge. And we are, with this omniscience, we know all that our body desires to have to bring about the ideal body. Now, we fail to do this only when we are lazy. We fail to do this only when we're given other sources. And as we are given other sources, we turn our attention away from our reality. We turn our attention away from our divinity. We turn our attention away from the magnificence of our human body the magnificence of our divine body, the magnificence of who we are. Now, when I say we can return to our original purity and integrity, I mean just that. We can return to our original purity and integrity in the essence of our human body, in the essence of our human brain, in the essence of our human relationship to all of life. And it's ours right now. It's ours right now to use and to enjoy and to have however we wish to have it. We have this privilege going on in us so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, that it's up to us to demonstrate it in all areas of our life. And we can demonstrate it in all areas of our life, should we choose to do so. We have been taught that other techniques are more beneficial in creating our bodies. Other techniques are more beneficial in creating our mind or brain. Other techniques are more beneficial, but are they? Are they really more beneficial, or are we merely putting another cause in motion and wanting it to be the result? What is your original purity and integrity? What is mine? Our original purity and integrity is completion, wholeness. It is now done. It is not something of a work in progress. It is done. And as it is done, we enjoy it, we live with it, we use it, we delight in it, and we have the time of our life. And then we fade from that. We take all sorts of things. What was the fall of Atlantis and Mu about? It's when the people gave over all of their creative geniuses to the scientists and let the scientists take charge and let the scientists be the judge of what is right and wrong. We're doing that today again, and it perhaps is a continuing copycat operation, but it doesn't have to be. We can say to ourselves, I am my original purity and integrity right now. We can say to ourselves, I am whole and perfect right now. We can say to ourselves, I am the ideal right now. And as we say these things about ourselves, then that's what we are. Do we want to be this ideal being? Do we want to be this ideal person? Do we want to be our ideal reality? Well, I would think we would. My body creates every vitamin and mineral that it chooses to incorporate in my body. All of us, our bodies create every vitamin and mineral it chooses to incorporate in our body. It doesn't matter what it is. And when we incorporate this vitamins and this minerals and utilize them with our atoms that are so abundant in our body, we create any type of body we want. Today, if you say, my body is whole and perfect, then that's what it is. Today, if you say, my body is beautiful, I am the ideal body, then so it is, and on and on and on. That's all we do. We put the cause in motion, and we have the response. Now, is that what you want to do? Is that what you want to have? Is that what you want to be? If that's what you want to be and do and have, then speak your word. Make your claim upon the infinite allness. And realizing that every time you speak your word, every time you say anything at all, you are putting a cause in motion that is irrevocable. It is a cause that will bring you that result so marvelous, so wonderful, so beautiful, so peaceful, so full, that you will be the allness that you are right now. Speak your word. Claim your claim. Know this about yourself. And while you're knowing this about yourself, realize you are wonderful indeed. You are great indeed. You are wonderful beyond measure, because you are the creator of your world. And your world is good and very good. Join with me in this wonderful game and see what your original purity and integrity are like. I tell you, they're very good. You'll love it. Enjoy.